KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Treasury has launched a new electronic tool that will police how the province's departments spend money. The digital supply chain management system will be piloted on the province's budget for the 2025-26 financial year. Speaking at a media briefing in Pietermaritzburg, MEC Francois Rogers says the full implementation of the system will begin next year.
Whenever you look at fraud, corruption, wasteful expenditure, that's where we have the biggest problem. And those problems generally are around human interaction with supply chain. Now, this system is going to take the human factor out of the awards of tenders and procurement. The electronic system will be under the control of Treasury. Each department will no longer be able to do its own procurement, but it's going to be a system that's going to control that procurement.
KZN Transport says it's received conflicting versions on the cause of this morning's bus crash on the R34 near Vryheid in northern KZN. It's understood the bus was sideswiped by a heavy-duty truck, resulting in the deaths of 10 people. The EFF's confirmed that those who were killed are supporters who were travelling home after attending a Youth Day rally in Durban. MEC for Transport in KZN, Siboniso Duma, says survivors have given different versions on what happened. Some allege that the bus driver attempted to overtake the truck, while others claim he fell asleep at the wheel.
And we are not going to say what are the causal effect up until we are sure. And the team has taken the bus straight to RTI for further investigation.
And the annual reed dance, which draws thousands of Zulu maidens to KZN, will take place at a newly built multi-million rand amphitheatre in northern KZN this year. The Department of Public Works says the Enkoyeni Cultural Amphitheatre in Nongoma is around 95% complete. Construction on the 160 million rand project began in 2023, but there have been some delays. KZN MECs for Arts and Culture, Mtomutle Kaula, and Public Works, Martin Mayer, conducted a joint inspection today. Mayer says the precinct will boost the tourism sector in the province.
There's nothing like this in the Western Cape. There's nothing like this in Gauteng or the other provinces. This is a uniquely KwaZulu-Natal feature that can bring the people here.
Kaula says international events can also be held there.
This project must be properly, efficiently maintained. For the things that you are talking about, getting artists internationally.
And abroad, Iran's ambassador to the UK has clashed with members of parliament there as he defends his country's nuclear program.
We showed our intention that Iran has not any desire to produce the nuclear bomb.
Saeed Ali Mousavi gave evidence earlier to the Foreign Affairs Select Committee and alleges the narrative that Iran's a threat is false. Fighting with Israel's continued for a fifth day after its president warned Iran was proceeding towards a nuclear bomb. Durban, a high of 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sun.